With Book Beat, I'm Don Swaim. Publication of the thriller The Hunt for Red October resulted in two firsts. It was the first novel by an Owings, Maryland insurance man named Thomas Clancy, and it was the first work of fiction published by the Naval Institute Press. For Thomas Clancy, an ex-Baltimorean who took over the insurance company operated by his wife's family, writing was a long-time dream come true.
I wanted to be a writer all along. The trouble, of course, is that writers generally die poor. You got to do something to support yourself.
Clancy's novel, The Hunt for Red October, stems from a real incident which took place in 1975 when some of the officers on board a Soviet frigate mutinied and tried to take the vessel to Sweden. They failed. In his book, Clancy writes of the defection of the crew on board a Soviet missile submarine and the desperate race by both the U.S. and the Soviets to capture it. Clancy has no naval background, so both the technical and people research was a challenge.
There are certain personality traits that I had to research. What sort of a person goes to sea in a ship that's supposed to sink?
Clancy is fascinated by the men who work the submarines.
The guys that drive submarines for a living are the same as the people who drive the space shuttle. When they wake up in the morning, they look in the mirror and adjust their halos. They think they can do anything.
The Naval Institute Press of Annapolis, which bought Clancy's novel, has published plenty of books with nautical themes, but never any fiction.
It's a private organization that's been in existence since 1873, which publishes mainly nonfiction and technical works relating to maritime affairs.
The Hunt for Red October has received good reviews and has gone into several printings, and Thomas Clancy is back at work on another thriller, also about submarines. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.